Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Then, that was again Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 to 9. Then, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And then this final passage, Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Verses 1 to 4, Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, thank you once again for the wonderful and the blessed gift of eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the opportunity to live for your glory and to serve you in this life, to be ambassadors for your kingdom. Father, fill us afresh with your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of joy, peace, and light. Your Holy Spirit, who guides us to be kingdom builders and kingdom warriors who live daily for you each and every day. Empower us to be much more faithful in doing the work of making disciples, and help us to be wise enough to start with ourselves, our marriages, and our children as you would have us to. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for growing us in steadfastness, for calling us to be more steadfast. Heavenly Father, you are our perfect example of steadfastness. In 6 days, you made all of creation. And then on the seventh day, you rested as much as the creator of the universe can rest. Heavenly Father, in Jesus, you endured the cross to completion. And then you called us to rest more in you. And so, Heavenly Father, I ask that you'd help us to rest in your laws. You'd help us to rest in your ways. You'd help us to rest in your garden. You'd help us to rest in your presence. So thank you so much, Father. We come to be present with you even now. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. In just a little bit, we will be introducing our phone guest and her dad with us today. They were participants in our Ten Commandments Project speech project, and we are grateful to have them on. But before we do, as we often do, we're going to share a resource Christian education article, a discipleship article. We're encouraging you to listen and email us to get a copy as a resource, a discipleship tool to hang on to for you, to use for the discipleship of your family, but also to share and to pass on to fellow church members, maybe fellow workers, extended family members, saved or unsaved individuals, but it's a tool to help you do discipleship with your family and beyond. The title of the article, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Then Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom and whatever you get insight. Proverbs 4, 1 to 7. And then Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Parents carry their children in their hearts. Their children are very important to them and precious to them. As parents, we want the absolute best for all of our children in every area of life. A very important truth for all parents to be mindful of is that the best we can give to our children is Jesus. The greatest gift that they can ever receive in life is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is eternal life. So as parents, we're very wise to do all we can to help and encourage our children to receive Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. Once our children are saved, it's one of the great responsibilities of Christian parents to disciple them. It's our calling from the Lord to help and guide our children to become strong, vibrant believers who love and follow Jesus Christ as their life and their lifestyle. Why is this so important? First of all, we're commanded to make disciples, as Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20 tell us. And this very important calling is to start with ourselves and then move directly to our families, our spouses, and our children. So in considering the great responsibility of discipling our children, just what are some steps or practical building blocks we are to utilize? What are things we can do to effectively and practically carry out this important responsibility? Let's consider a few things a parent can do to help their children to begin to grow up in the Lord. The following are some practical things, ideas, and suggestions Christian parents can do to help and encourage their children to come to know the Lord and to grow in their faith as well. One is pray daily with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them and allow them to lead. Pray Psalm 91 daily with them. Allow them to hear you call their name in prayer every single day. Give your children incentives to memorize and learn Bible-based prayers and the Word of God. Have your child to read no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God daily. You can find shorter chapters, Psalms, or simply select a given passage for younger children. For children who do not yet know how to read, let them simply repeat short chapters or passages after you. Some could include Psalm 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 100, etc. Ask your child questions about what they've read. What are 2 or 3 important things that he or she picked up from their reading? What stood out? Teach your children to obey the Word of God. Teach them to be doers of the Word of God. See James 1:22. Teach your children the meaning of each of the Ten Commandments and have them to memorize them. Teach them to pray the Ten Commandments every day and to pray it, including the church and our nation. Also, parents, it's very important for us to recognize this reality. Someone or something will disciple your child one way or another. In other words, certain people or things will capture your child's attention, interest, and or heart in the world. Some of these things are celebrities, a movie star, sports figures, television, the internet, things on his or her cell phone, video games, people they quote-unquote meet in chat rooms, etc. Some topics that they come across on the internet may captivate them and their mind and their interest. And yes, these things can begin to quote-unquote disciple them. Disciple them, sadly, too often in darkness. Some of these things can begin to mold their thoughts, their thinking, and their perspectives about life and the world in too many wrong and twisted and perverted ways. And too often, the results can be tragic. Consider some sad incidents that we may hear of in the news in our culture today. Some sad news stories that include youth are the following. One, a teenage boy who was shot and killed by an individual as he tried to run away after stealing something from a store. Number two, elementary age children attempting and sometimes succeeding in committing suicide. Number three, young people committing suicide after being bullied online or in school. Number four, three young girls went off into the woods and two of them tried to stab the third one to death. Next, a teen recently walked into his school and began to shoot, murdering a number of his classmates and or teachers. And tragically, we could go on and on with the sad news stories about young people in our culture today. Where do these children and youth get the ideas and thoughts to do such sad and tragic things? Too often, the devil, through the internet and social media, TV and movies, is discipling children and young people in darkness. Too often, these young people are consuming darkness by the gallon. Remember, parents, God's word is pure light. There's nothing better for them. Some of the youths we were speaking of sometimes even attend church, but many of them, while they consume darkness and put so much negative information and ideas into their minds, may literally rarely, if ever, open a Bible and read it. Parents, without question, we have much work to do in discipling our own children, and we have much work to do through the church in reaching youth in our communities. Yet greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. No need to despair. God has given us all the equipment we need to be successful in carrying out the work we've been called to do. We don't have to be afraid. We simply have to trust our Heavenly Father and to diligently be about his business. God can work through each of us as parents and as believers who simply want to work with youth to help our children greatly in growing up in their faith. Not only can we help them to avoid being victims of this wicked world, but we can also help them to become kingdom warriors. And as young kingdom warriors, they can help to bring Christ, the solution to all of the world's problems, to a world that desperately needs him. Lord, thank you for every parent listening. Thank you for your hand of grace upon every family represented that's a part of our listening family. Father, anoint each and every one of our homes. Anoint the church with a fresh anointing that would stir us to be passionate about carrying out the Great Commission, doing the work of making disciples, and help us to be wise enough to, in all the ways you want us to start in our own homes. Help us to be diligent and passionate, and help us to know, Lord, that the greatest thing we can give to our children is Jesus and the Word of God. Help us to be wise and diligent to do just that. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Ellie Howe and her dad, Jonathan Howe. We'll be right back to introduce them.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up,
Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my
shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know is you're my only hope.
Music of Toby Mac with I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're very blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Ellie and Jonathan Howe. Ellie is one of the participants. She's 10 years old and did a speech for our Ten Commandments Project. Jonathan is her dad, and we have the privilege of having both of them on the broadcast. Jonathan and Ellie, how are you all today?
We're great. Thank you so much for having us on.
Honor to have you both on. And Jonathan, I'm going to ask if, as we start off, would you pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them? And afterwards, then, after you pray, we're going to talk to Ellie, and then we're going to come back to you. But Jonathan, would you start us off with a word of prayer?
Sure. Our gracious Father, we are so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we have salvation. And I pray for the listeners today who may be hearing this broadcast and for our conversation, Lord, that you would be honored, that you would be pleased with our discussion, that they would be encouraged, Lord, to hear how we've gone through this discipleship journey with our children. And Lord, I pray that your word would be top of mind, Lord, that we would be encouraged to read your word, to listen to your word, and to meditate on your word every single day. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would guide our thoughts and our minds as we go through life and as we encounter challenges and triumphs, struggles and joys. We pray that you would be honored, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. And so we're going to talk to Ellie first, and Jonathan, we're going to come back to you in a little bit then. So, Ellie, how are you today?
I'm great.
That's good. Great to have you on. And again, you said you're 10 years old, right?
Yes.
All right. You're sure you're 10? Yes. Because you sure sound a lot more mature and wise than that, like you're a whole lot older. You sure you're 10 years old?
Yes, I'm 10 years old.
All right. All right. Well, I tell you, as we start off, I'm going to ask, you were going to share a couple of scriptures. Would you share Psalm 23 for us, and then we're going to come back and talk with you more.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, that cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ellie. You're an excellent reader. Thank you for taking the time to do that.
Thank you.
Would you take time now to pray for young people that they would come to know Christ and grow in their faith? Would you pray whatever's in your heart related to that, those matters?
Oh, Lord, I please pray that you will help others to learn about you and become a Christian, and that they can read the Bible and honor you and see that that being a Christian is not only knowing God is there, but that you actually believe that he died on the cross to forgive our sins. I please pray that I can tell others about you, God, and that they can read the scripture and they can become Christian and get baptized. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ellie. So, Ellie, you're going to go ahead and share your speech with us, and we're going to come back and talk to you more about it after we hear it. So please go right ahead and share the speech, your Ten Commandments speech.
The first commandment is, have no other gods before me. This commandment introduces God as being the ultimate authority above all creation. He establishes himself as the one true God. It's important to obey it because it directs our attention to where all authority belongs. We honor God by placing him first above all things. If our attention or focus leads to something other than God, then we place those things above God. But we show our respect for God's commandments when we obey them and tell others about them. We also show respect to God by prioritizing the commandments in the order he gave them. God is someone who cares about the order because he is not random or chaotic. He wants us to prioritize things rightly so that we can show our understanding and love for him. When we honor other gods, we disrespect the one true God, and it shows our heart attitude towards his authority. We show our faithfulness and praise to God by placing him first. Living in this world comes with many distractions. There are beautiful mountains, rivers, valleys, and jaw-dropping creatures. These are all part of God's creation. It's really tempting to adore these things and even begin to worship them. But none of these things are who created them. Only God is the one who created everything. I'm grateful that God reminds us of his authority by establishing his first command. I hope everyone who hears this can be encouraged to worship and put God first in their life.
All right. Ellie, thank you so much again. Excellent speech. Thank you again for sharing it. Now, you sure you're not 30 years old? Remind me now. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Great, great speech. Now, let me just say this too. One of the many powerful points you make is that when we see something that we marvel at in this world, it should point us to God and the greatness of God. We shouldn't get caught up in how great things or people are. We should marvel the God who made them. So, excellent speech with a lot of wisdom behind it. So thank you so much for taking the time to share that speech. Now, tell me a little bit about, just share something about your family that you'd like to share with us.
Well, ever since I was like really young, my parents have been teaching the Bible and the Bible stories and been reading the Bible every night. And the past 2 years, I've been thinking about it and how a lot of times I get distracted and I can't think about what I really need to think about. And so then God has really helped me to lead my attention to the Bible and stop getting distracted with so many things. And God has really helped me in my life.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Now, you read your Bible every day?
Yes, I do.
That's good. Glad to hear that. And again, I'm just believing the Lord that young people as well as adults that hear you, that they too will be inspired to start reading their Bible every single day. If a wise 10-year-old young lady like Ellie can do it, then she can encourage a lot of other people as well. So thank you then. Tell me now, did you enjoy working on your speech?
Yes, I had a great time working on it, and it was really fun.
That's good. That's good. Tell me something that you learned. What are some things you learned while you were doing this?
I didn't really focus on the first commandment, but after I started working on this, was the first commandment is have no other gods before me. A lot of times we have other, just I like, sometimes I even have other distractions and stuff. I get carried away and I don't know it, and then I suddenly realize, and yeah, it helped me to remember that God is first, and I should not have any other idols or other gods that is before him.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. And again, you're a very inspirational person, Ellie. So thank you again just for sharing your heart. How would you say your family has encouraged and helped you in growing stronger in the Lord and walking with Christ?
My mom and dad have taught me most of the stuff I know about the Bible, and they help by reminding me to do devotionals every night or in the morning, and before we eat, or sometimes when something's hard, we can pray. And my brother even has helped me sometimes when I'm frustrated. He reminds me that that he helps me feel better when we talk about it together.
That's good. That's really, really good. So thank you for sharing that, Ellie. Would you share with us maybe what are some ways that you did your speech on the Ten Commandments. What are some ways the Ten Commandments has helped to bless and encourage you in your life, would you say?
Well, it has helped by when I look at it and think about it, helps me by God, thinking about God, and because during the day, sometimes I forget about him and think about other things, and so when I like think about it, wrote it, and just thinking about it helps me remember God is first, and then I should be thinking about him at all times.
That's good. Again, you're a wise young lady. We do appreciate you sharing your heart there. You're going to read one more passage for us from the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Would you read that for us now?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called that light day. And the darkness he called night. And it was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day.
All right. Thank you again, Ellie. You're an excellent reader. We appreciate that. And I'm hoping that we can get you back on the broadcast to read scripture some more. I really appreciate you reading, and I think you can inspire a lot of other folks as you have today. So thank you so much again for coming. So sure you're not 30 years old then, right?
Yes, I'm 10 years old.
Okay, all righty. Well, we're going to talk to Dad. We're going to talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, again, thanks so much for being with us today, and we're grateful that you had Ellie to be a part of this project. Can you tell us, from your perspective, what inspired you to have Ellie to get involved with this project? What led to your doing that?
Well, thanks, Pastor Joseph. You know, I'm so privileged to kind of share our journey in going through this because, you know, as you said earlier in the broadcast, our first priority is to develop our relationship with God individually, then with our spouses, and then to disciple our children. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that inspired me to participate in this was, you know, I realized that in discipling my children, it's my responsibility to help them understand the authority of God mm-hmm. and the authority of scriptures. But it's also important for them to understand the magnitude of their sin. And what better way to understand sin than to understand what the commandments are? Because the gospel isn't good news unless we understand that there's bad news. Mm-hmm. And bad news, of course, as we all know, is that we have a major problem with authority with God. You know, a wise mentor of mine shared with me many years ago. His name is Walt Hendrickson. He's passed since, but he shared with me that you know, the nature of sin is that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve rebelled against God's authority mm-hmm. because they wanted their own autonomy. And that really is the heart of every sin. Every sin that we commit against God is a rebellion against God's authority. And so,
Jonathan, I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Jonathan Howe and his daughter Ellie, who participated in our Ten Commandments speech project. We'll be right back. Music of Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're honored to have as our phone guest today Ellie Howe, who is one of our participants in our Ten Commandments Project speech challenge. And her dad, Jonathan Howe, is with us as well. Father, again, we thank you again for the Howe family. Thank you for all the families that participated, the young people that participated in our Ten Commandments Project. And thank you for every family represented on this broadcast. Thank you for the body of Christ. Anoint each of us as families with a fresh anointing of the spirit of prayer. Help us more and more as individual families to make prayer the priority you would have it to be in our individual lives and in our lives as married couples, and our lives as families. Empower us more and more to be the praying church you've called us to be. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jonathan, if you'll pick up where you left off, the breaks come when they come and kind of interrupt you there. So, but if you'll pick up where you left off there, please.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so I was saying that sin ultimately is a rebellion against God's authority. Mm-hmm. And really what inspired me to participate in this Ten Commandments challenge with my daughter is, you know, we recognize that salvation is something that belongs to God, and He's the one who does the saving. But it's my responsibility as a dad to help bring a recognition mm-hmm. of sin into my children's lives. And what better way to do that than to bring in the Ten Commandments, because this is God's authority. This is the way that He's established what sin is. We don't know what sin is without the law. Mm-hmm. And the Ten Commandments is really God's way of helping us to understand what His standard of moral authority actually is. So I really appreciate this opportunity to get to participate with this with my daughter, because mm-hmm. we've been so blessed by it.
That's good. That's good. And to your point, you know, what's very helpful for us as believers to be mindful of is that, you know, for example, the Ten Commandments are found in their entirety in two places in Scripture, Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. Yet at the same time, they point us to Christ. They point us to our need for Christ. Yet they're a whole lot more than people realize. Amongst other things, it's like a basic curriculum from which the church can teach and preach people the wisdom and the standard of God. And in a sense, they summarize all the wisdom of the Word of God in one very compact, beautiful curriculum God has given us to teach basic wisdom and standards given from the heart of God. So again, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and insights there. Well, tell us, Jonathan, can you share with us some about what your family discipleship time is like? What are some maybe habits, things you do with your family that might can encourage others in their walk with the Lord as families as well?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. You know, we had some struggle earlier on when our kids were a little younger, trying to get into a rhythm around our family devotional time. But we found it to be helpful to do it as part of our nighttime bedtime routine, you know, when they were younger. And we just sort of continued with that. But basically what we do is we'll, you know, get them to brush their teeth and wash up before getting ready for bed. But we'll start out by reading the Bible together. So we've gone through several different devotionals, and then we will pray together. So we'll take prayer requests from the children and from mom and dad, and then we will do a family handshake, and then, of course, go to bed. But that's sort of our habit every night, and we've been doing it for years, but it's been something that's really helped our family get oriented around thinking about God's word and praying together.
Mm. Those sound like some very neat and wise habits and kind of family rituals that can really help to drill the word of God and truth into a family. So thank you for being willing to share about that. Tell me how, if you can just share this, what thoughts go through your head as you think about listening to your daughter share the truth? She would share scripture today, sharing the speech that she did, and just seeing her grow and serve the Lord. What things go through your head as you think about that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you asked me that, because what's occurred to me over time as I've, you know, my daughter's 10 years old now, but mm-hmm. I think the Lord has really been good to me and my wife in that we've had the opportunity early on to establish God as the ultimate authority. And what I've realized, it's so fundamental to understanding and laying that foundation. And I think we've just been able to see this kind of growth in her to recognize God as the central authority in every aspect of life. So whenever we encounter some challenges, you know, she plays volleyball. When she gets frustrated with some homework, and you know, there's different things throughout the year that we encounter, we always come back to, well, God's in control, or mm-hmm. you know, what God think about this, you know, or you know, how what does God say in his word about how we should approach this situation? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so there are different things that I think we've seen in her attitude, mm-hmm. And just in her walk as she's growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you sharing that then. And you said you have one other child as well. What age is that child?
Yeah, we have a son. His name is Joe. He's 8.
Okay. So 8 and 10, so both of them little people, but they're growing in the Lord as you disciple them. So thank you again for sharing about that. What can you share with us? What are some, what would you say, like, for example, maybe some thoughts or questions that you feel like maybe you've asked or shared with Ellie that have helped her in her walk with the Lord?
Yes. So we'll ask things like, you know, what does God say about this? Or is God pleased with your attitude? Or is God pleased with your actions? I think these are things that really help to get at the heart of behavioral issues. I mean, I think that the natural tendency for us as parents is to kind of say, hey, we'll fix the behavior. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as they've gotten older and, as they've become more understanding in their thinking, we can talk to them about the hard issues. And so the questions are a really powerful tool in helping to address the heart issues that, you know, we all struggle with. But I think those kinds of questions have been really helpful for us.
Mm. All right. I appreciate you sharing that. Our time is almost gone. Would you take time now, Jonathan, to pray for families and pray for the church to make discipleship the priority God is calling us to make it in our lives?
Sure thing. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we know, Lord, that your word plays a multitude of different roles in our life. And one of its roles is to be a warning for us. And I pray that the parents and children who may be listening now, they would be encouraged to recognize that your word is a warning about sin in their lives and in our lives. I pray that this warning would help us to remember that we have a solution in Jesus Christ, who came to save us, who came to restore us, and who came to redeem us from our sin. Lord, we thank you that you are the ultimate authority in our lives, that your word is true, and it is what helps to illuminate the sin in our lives. And we just thank you, Lord, for the Ten Commandments, because we know that it is the standard that you set for us and that you are the ultimate authority when it comes to morality. So I pray that as we continue to disciple our children, we would help them to recognize your authority in their life, because we know that they need you, Jesus. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would guide their thoughts and lead them back to your word, to repentance and to belief. And just thank you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And Ellie, I'm going to ask would you just pray for families and the church to really share Jesus with children and help them to grow in Jesus more as well?
Oh, Lord, I pray that you will help families and other churches to help other people become Christians and grow in their faith, and that people that are listening to this can learn and become a better Christian and feel that they need you and that you may help them and help them become strong Christian. And I please pray that all the churches can be better, and that they can tell others about faith, and they can show others that they need God to help them, and that they can have a better life. And please pray for all those families that may be listening to this or that are out there, that you will help them hear about you, and that they can go to church or go to listen to Bible or just worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Ellie, as well. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make the step of asking Christ to come into your heart, to save you, to make you brand new, would you take the time to, from your heart, pray this prayer with us now and give your life to Jesus Christ? Would you do it with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins and all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We definitely want to get that to you. Please email us again. joseph@afr.net is that email. Same email if you'd like to get a copy of the article we shared earlier, the article entitled The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Same email, joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get that to you as well. Thanks for listening. Please pray much for Jonathan and Ellie as they continue to serve the Lord, and pray much for the ministry to children and youth in our culture. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.